Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm right here, New York. Let's get into it. A little three-hour KM to AM on The Fan in New York. Dial 888-808-1019 one time. Can't wait to talk to you. I mean, what a day for the Met fan. What a terrible day for the Yankee fan. What a day for the football fans in town. I know a lot of you are ready for some football as the Giants open up camp and the Jets open up camp. And we have meaningless stats and things that happened in padless practice to talk about. And, hey, I will talk about it with you. We'll look around Major League Baseball. We'll look around the wide world of sports. We'll kill this 3 hours, and then I'll get up out of the way. 7 p.m., we'll do the five-hour KM to AM tomorrow. Let's start with the Mets. Obviously, they played earlier today at 1:10. I jokingly say, what a day for the Met fan, but what a glorious day for the Met fan. Like, it's still going. It actually, like, it's getting capped off by this next hour, probably a Yankees tears, but let's start with the Mets because I know there's going to be a ton of Yankee fans calling and complaining and mad, and you should be. You should be, but what a day for the Met fan. The Met fan is in the building, Citi Field, answering the call. Steve Cohen said, hey, I expect you guys to show up. Look how expensive Juan Soto is. Buy tickets, and they have, and they have. And that's a good feeling for the fan base, that's a good feeling for the team and a good feeling for the front office. The Mets go out there and they bring out the brooms. They sweep the Angels today. The Mets go out there in a day game, and last night I told you, a quick turnaround, day game after night game, that's all it will take for Lindor to break out of his slump. What a day for the Met fan. Lindor comes out of it today. I think he was 0-31. And Lindor comes out there today and ends up going 2-for-4 with two ribbies. And now he's off the schneid, and he had some good stuff to say post-game about the fans supporting him, as you just heard. He said, you know, when you're good, you're good. When you suck, you suck. He admits it, and that was the worst stretch of his career, but he came out of that. What else? Brandon Nimmo gets the scoring started with a homer in his 500th game in Citi Field. Homegrown guy, been around for some time. Pete Alonso, another homegrown guy. The polar bear, Paid Pete. You knew he was going to figure it out at some point. He has a three-run bomb, two hits today as he creeps closer to the all-time record for home runs in a Met uniform. What a day for the Mets fans as they're putting out the numbers, and as it's another day where you look at Citi Field and there's over 41,000 fans out there. And yeah, Yankee fans are used to that. But Met fans aren't used to this. They have a team that's good. They have a fan base that's engaged, and they have a home field advantage that is large in part due to what the Mets fans do in that building. It doesn't matter if it's a 1 o'clock game on a Wednesday. It doesn't matter if it's a, you know, David Wright weekend bobblehead giveaway, whatever it is. The fans are showing up. They're coming out to Flushing to support this team, and the team feels it, and they know it, and people are talking about it. I think it's cool. I think it's something that you can't just shake off. I think it's something that needs to be talked about. The fans have answered the call. When it's the other way around, like in the playoffs in 2022, when they said the fans abandoned the ballpark, that was a conversation. Why isn't this a conversation now? Of course it is. It is. It's a, you know, it's a big time conversation. So congrats to the Mets fans showing up, filling up the ballpark, winning. Sean Manaea, as he now makes his third start, he's getting stretched out more. You get 5 innings out of Sean Manaea, 2 hits, 1 run, 5 Ks. Sean Manaea goes out there, throws 82 pitches. Brazoban clean. Jose Buteau, you know, just coming back, not great, but all is well that ends well with Brooks Raley and Edwin Diaz. And even the ump was on your side. Ump had a flight to catch. Even the home plate ump was like, hey, I got you guys back. Enjoy the off day, happy flight before you go out west and have to face the San Francisco Giants and the Padres. And, you know, the Mets fans were thanked by Citi Field and Mets management, and they said, hey, see you in August. I'm going to pull up the numbers in a second, but like, I'm pretty sure this was record-setting. I'm pretty sure this was, you know, like as far as consecutive games, this might be the most the Mets have done in their attendance in Citi Field ever. So like, that's historic, and that's a sign of the times, and like, that's like, I'm not even trolling or joking. Like, there, you know, there are angles that you could take to like poke fun at this, but I honestly think that is a sign of the rebrand. That is a sign of the Make It Happen Mets winning games, the Mets front office making it happen, making that place an attraction, making that a place that is fun to be at as well as fun to play at. And the Mets, they are, I don't know, 4-0 since Pablo Sanchez pulled up, 3-0 since Elmo put on the City Connect uniform. The Mets now have a home run celebration sandal. I don't know exactly when it popped up, but now they're celebrating home runs with this like beachy looking Giancletta. I don't know, man. Hey, like whatever they do over there, whatever gimmicks, whatever things, whatever mojo they need to get going, it is working. Can't knock the hustle. I'm not hating on it. I'm just observing and saying what a day for the Met fan. 888-808-1019. Mets fans, chime in. Tell me how you feel. And, you know, the day continued for you. It's a great day for the Met fan because the Mets are back in first place. Just a couple minutes ago, the Boston Red Sox, in 11 innings, defeated the Phillies. So now the Met fan is going to sleep tonight like that Homer Simpson meme, just comfy. Back in first place, going on the road. You got your guys back. You had a homestand where you sold the place out, consecutive sold-out games, and then you got to watch the Yankees tonight throw up all over themselves, lose the game, lose the series, lose the season series, and be 4 games out of first place, where a lot of Yankee fans are thinking, oh, we can kiss the division goodbye. I can't even say it because that's not true. I see a lot of Yankee fans saying, oh, well, that's it. That's a wrap. That's not how it works. The Blue Jays own the tiebreaker, but they still have a lot of their own business to handle. The Yankees have their own business to handle, and they haven't handled business. You know, let's start with Max Fried. Max Fried started this game off perfecto. And George Springer, the Yankee killer, obviously he cracked that. And then, you know, Max Fried will tell you he wasn't good tonight. He wasn't as sharp as he needed to be tonight. And, you know, it's the long rest and the blister. And I know a lot of people were speculating about the blood on his hand from the blister, but he himself came out in the postgame and said, no, the blood on his pinky was from a cut. It was the result of throwing his curve, not the blister. It happens, nothing to worry about. They asked Boone. Boone also said, nothing to worry about. I'm like, I don't know, man. KD Sharp reports Max Fried has allowed 3-plus runs in 4 out of 4 games in July. He had only allowed 3 runs in 3 of the 17 games from March to June. So it is kind of tailed off. A guy that we were looking at as an all-star didn't pitch in the all-star game. A guy that we were talking about as Cy Young. Tarek Skubal is going to win the Cy Young. Max Fried now is not as sharp. And that's what you had hoped, right? I was talking about last night how every time the Yankees have a win like they had last night, it's game of the year, game of the year. Rally the troops again. Up and down and up and down. Ride the roller coaster. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool and all, but can they do it twice? With Max Fried on the mound, your best arm, can you go out there and handle business and get it done? They could not. They could not. Did they battle early? Yeah. An observation from the game early on, I was like, the Yankees only score via homer. Go back to last night. It was a Jazz three-run bomb, a belly bomb, and then Ben Rice home run to win it. And then same thing tonight. Embrace the Martian. Jason Dominguez breaks out of his like 0 for 18 slump. Jason Dominguez sends one to the stands off Chris Bassitt, and the Yankees strike first, so you're feeling good about that. Like, okay, they've come to play. This is the rubber match, not losing the season series tonight, right? I think last night I told you the Yankees have to rip off 5 wins in a row.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bro, well, that's off the table now. You know, there's a lot of conversation about the Yankees' defense, and we'll get there. But, you know, Max Fried walked too many guys, and the Yankees just, even with the lineup, right, when the lineup comes out, you just question certain decisions. J.C. Ascara pitching, I think I heard Tiki call out earlier, like, Ascara's probably catching because Max Fried is pitching, and, you know, Ben Rice isn't going to catch him, and I don't know. It seems like anything they do, it works against them. Ben Rice at first base, obviously, you know, just started really playing the position a year or two ago. He had some mistakes. Jason Dominguez, as much as the homer was great to see, him in left field, it's an adventure. It's been an adventure from spring training to now. It just, you know, at the wrong time, these things just pop up on you and it remind you. I mean, Boone after the game says, I think we have a really good defensive team. Yeah, but you have guys playing out of position. You have guys that are barely major leaguers. Ascara was out of the league. The story has completely worn off from him being a substitute teacher, Uber driver, or whatever. He's barely a major leaguer. Peraza's another one, barely a major leaguer. I mean, the Yankees, for a little while there, had the same amount of hits as they had errors. 888-808-1019. You know, Joe's McFly posted this, and just to bring it back to the surface, and I was saying this a couple weeks ago, what pains you as a fan is like this year was supposed to be different. The whole philosophy change was supposed to be that they were tightening up the screws on this thing. That after a whole offseason of them being mocked, that they weren't going to let that happen again. So, you know, Joe's brought it up from last year. from the article I think Joel Sherman wrote. What the Dodgers told their players in scouting meetings was the Yankees were talent over fundamentals. That if you run the bases with purpose and aggression, the Yankees will self-inflict harm. And that's what they're still doing. Toronto was scoring off of errors. The Yankees were scoring off of homers, and it was a back-and-forth game. The Yankees gifted them base runners with walks and then gifted them runs, throwing the ball around. And I know there were some close plays. There were some tight plays. And you know the Yankees aren't winning a challenge in the Rogers Center. But, man, on a day where you wanted them to play a clean game, not give up anything, not, you know, give them extra outs, give them runs, it's still the same. You can blame the turf up there, but all in all, it's just the Toronto Blue Jays, their style of play, right? Styles make fights. Their style of play versus these Yankees and how they play, they're going to win that every time. And in these three series, they've already won 10 games. So I don't know what to tell you, folks. With Max Fried on the mound, that's the best pitcher you got going. They decided to pitch to Judge. You get a Judge homer. You get a Volpe homer. Yeah, you guys can't blame Volpe tonight. Volpe can't be the whipping boy tonight. Bunch of other guys made mistakes. Bunch of other guys made errors. Max Fried had one. Max Fried is great at fielding his position, but, you know, Jazz made one, trying to do a little bit too much. Ben Rice had two. Dominguez in the outfield. I don't know, man. It's just not a good product that they put out there. This is the New York Yankees, right? They're supposed to be this mecca of baseball, defending American League champions, trying to be World Series champions this year, hell-bent on winning. Aaron Boone's going on podcast talking about how they're obsessed with winning and how much they pour into it and all this other stuff. And then when you see them play like that, it's like the math ain't math, and I'm not seeing it. And what do? You know, they have an off day tomorrow. What are they supposed to show up early on Friday and practice and put in extra work? I guess, they should do that. But, yeah, we'll talk all around it tonight. Disappointing loss. Former Met Chris Bassett holds it down. What a day for the Met fan. So many little things popping up that the Met fan can smile about. The Yankee fan, though, is now thinking there's no way we can beat this team, right? We'll play them in September, but by then, who knows? We're not going to win the division. Now you're starting to think about the wild card. And this upcoming schedule doesn't get any easier. You have the Phillies. You have Tampa at home. And then you go on the road and face the Marlins and the Rangers, and they're not laying down either. And as we approach this trade deadline, Eugenio Suarez doesn't fix this, doesn't help this. He's got 12 errors on the season. He might have made another error tonight. I'm off that. I mean, another home run hitter on this team? Nah. They need pitching. They need pitching as they flash that bullpen budget. You knew Loaisiga was coming back out after only throwing 8 pitches yesterday. Like, they have no choice. They don't have anybody else. They have no choice. And Loaisiga survived, but then here comes Scott Efros. Like, Scott Efros, we acquired at the trade deadline in 2022. He's made a handful of appearances over these last 3 years. And, yeah, it's just not good enough, man. It's disappointing. We'll talk about it. Yankees lose. Toronto takes the series, the season series. And we're kind of just looking around at each other like, do you believe this is a World Series caliber team? Do you believe this is a team that can be fixed with a couple moves at the deadline? Another starter, a third baseman, a couple relievers? I don't know. I think it's bigger than that. You know and I know it's a mentality type of thing. It's a messaging thing. I mean, Boone gets thrown out of this game. And early in the game, Manny Gonzalez, I actually like, you know, it goes a long way when you see an umpire be accountable and tap his chest and say, my bad, I made a mistake. They don't do that because they all have a God complex. They don't do that because they think they're holier than now. They're above the game, right? They don't ever admit fault. But, yeah, that guy was no good. Some borderline calls that cost Fried, that cost Peraza, that cost Volpe. He throws Matt Blake out. And Aaron Boone goes out there to see who he threw out. Aaron Boone goes to get his money's worth. And you kind of hope right there that that can spark a rally. Nah, it was the opposite. After that, it was belt to ass. After that, it was like the Yankees completely folded. I turned the game off and drove over here. I'm like, yeah, that's it. That's wraps. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, Luis Gil is on the way back. Trade deadline's coming. But it's hard to have faith in this Yankees team, the direction they're heading in, the messaging from the manager, and, like, their sense of urgency. They, like I told you guys weeks ago, they seem soft, right? They remind me of, like, you know, the like in high school when you play teams and it's like the, you know, the private school team or the preppy team or the rich school team of kids that they're just so entitled. And then when they get on the field with a scrappier team, a hungrier team that's got players like a Miles Straw who's running hard, a George Springer whose hair is on fire, Vladdy who's like, you know, like they can't play with these teams, right? Once they get in between those lines that just want it a little bit more than them, that are scrappier than them, that are going to fight, scratch, and claw for everything because they're entitled. They think that they can roll out, you know, they could just roll out of bed, walk out there and win. That they can just hit home runs, right? Like the scouting report says, the Yankees are talent over fundamentals. That they just have Aaron Judge. They just have the Martian. They have Jazz Chisholm. They have Cody Bellinger. We don't have any luck, bro. Like the Rogers Center roof was open and the ball goes up in the air and Cody Bellinger loses it in the lights. I'm not mad at Cody Bellinger. I'm just like, how does that happen? How does that happen? So, yeah, that game sucked. We'll talk about it. Mets fans call me up, but I know Mets fans don't call my show. So Yankee fans call me up and we'll talk through it. And then at some point tonight, we'll get to the NFL stuff. You got to just kind of move on from it, flush it and hope for the best. But, yeah, hope week ended a while ago. It's hard to have hope when, you just see this team consistently throw the ball around the infield, not tighten up. They just seem like, you know, the ball gets hit. And they don't know how to react, and simple fundamentals go out of the window, and they just gift runs and gift outs, and it's hard to win games like that. Literally, that is all baseball is. Like, the team that makes less mistakes is going to win. And you can hit the ball out of the ballpark and still lose. And if you don't have the bullpen and you don't have the fundamentals, those little basic baseball things, then you're taking L's. You know, Toronto has had the Yankees number and they're feeling good about themselves and the Yankees have their work cut out for them. Like, if you think that was rough or going to Canada was rough, like this homestand, they better turn it on. They better figure something out because the Phillies are coming in here, Tampa's coming in here, and the dog days are coming as well. 888-808-1019. We can talk all around the Yankees, individual players, things from this game. I have so much in my notes that I'm just scrolling through. I'll try to bring some, you know, little things to the forefront here, but can't wait to talk to you. Can't wait to take your calls. We just got to kind of have this therapy session, flush it, get over it, and move on into the off day and hope for better days ahead when the Yankees come back home to the Bronx. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. When we come back, we'll do the big shot of the night and we'll keep it pushing. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles.
Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive Cult Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.